Hi, this is John Davis, and this is a reading of my essay, Staying the Course. How many of us can relate to being distracted? How can we not? Every 5 seconds, there is another notification on our smartphones, and life, just being what it is, will always be presenting us with another situation to deal with. It's life. It's reality. It seems that it has always been a struggle for me to simply stick to whatever project I embark on. Whenever I start something, it seems that the follow-through becomes challenging. Maybe there is some psychological issue I could look at. Maybe I'm just human. Maybe it's just normal. To stay the course in life, I believe, requires a commitment to the thing we set out to do. It requires saying to ourselves that we will let nothing ultimately stand in our way. And this commitment has to be so important to us that we will not let the distractions throw us off the path. It's about priorities. When we know what is important to us, we will find the resources to make it happen. I absolutely believe in the adage that commitment actually creates opportunities. The very act of making a decision to follow through on something will bring into existence support that was not there before the decision was made, or at least the support will be made known. It may or may not have been there before my decision was made. Ultimately, in the spiritual realm, all things are possible. They just need to first be seen, then believed, and then acted upon. This is ultimately where we land. Staying the course really brings to us the belief that our needs are being taken care of. It is this knowing that if we actually commit and then follow through, that we will be able to complete the task. Allow me a very simple analogy. We get in our car and start driving towards our destination. And this particular journey requires a lot of time and a lot of gas. The journey actually goes on for hundreds of miles. We also know that before we leave, that we will not have enough gas in order to make the journey. How can we make this journey knowing that we don't have enough gas? The answer is simple, of course. We will find a gas station when we start running out. And then there is road construction, accidents that shut down roads, and bad weather that could slow us down. The answer to some of these issues is a bit more challenging sometimes. But there is usually a way around using technology and a little bit of creativity on our part. Life is like the journey in the car. When we commit to start a journey, we really don't know what obstacles we will encounter. We don't know what life will throw at us. We don't know what illness might befall us. We don't know about the things completely out of our control that may affect us. Life is just like that. We don't know what's coming. Staying the course takes faith. It takes a faith that says that all of our needs will be taken care of. And it takes a trust in ourselves that we will have the strength to withstand whatever happens to us. On this journey of life, one of our greatest gifts is those of caring friends and family. These souls will carry us through and help us stay the course. Staying the course does not happen upon our own strength alone. We have caring friends and loved ones to help us. I hope you stay the course. Whatever it is you are setting out to do, just know that you are being supported. Take this hope with you the next time that you set out on your next adventure in life.